Hello and welcome to The Flying Frisbee with me, Dominic Frisbee. As always, you can read today's article or you can listen to me read it as you are doing now, or as some like to do, you can read and listen at the same time. And today's piece is called The Power of Energy and Why You Want to Own It. Fossil fuels are essential to the world and to your investment portfolio. With gold hitting new highs yesterday and the importance of owning that too, in my view, as paramount as ever, I'm going to send out my report on how to buy gold later today or tomorrow. If it's old hat to you, please just ignore the email. And if you prefer, there's also a PDF that I've embedded in the article that you can download. But in the meantime, today, I want to take a look at oil. It is having a nice, quiet run. What fossil fuels have made possible? There were some really interesting comments following this week's Sunday morning thought piece about declining birth rates. You lot, the readers, are very clever. My argument is that unaffordable housing has been a major cause of declining birth rates, people having smaller families later in life for the simple reason that they cannot afford anywhere to live. Dan Shaw replied as follows. For the housing cost argument to be credible, it needs to explain what has changed. Basic necessities, including housing, have consumed the vast majority of people's incomes until very recently in the developed world. They still do for most people today in the global south, where birth rates are also falling. Fiat inflation is undoubtedly eroding real income in the developed world, but it is only regressing disposable income towards historic norms when people were happy to start families. Why will people not start families when they have roughly the same wealth in real terms as their greatest generation great-grandparents? Why are people in the global south who have never seen Western wealth also not having children? I want to put aside the issue of birth rates, that's not the focus of today's piece, but ask what was it that created this unique period in the 20th century West when ordinary middle-class people could afford housing and other basic necessities and still have plenty of income left over for cars and other luxury items. It goes against almost all of history. The answer must surely be fossil fuels. The energy they granted made us incredibly productive. It made 20th century progress possible. Today, a variety of factors are undermining that: fiat money and the debasement of currency, restrictive planning laws, overregulation, and of course, a needless focus on other, more inefficient and wasteful energy sources. But the world seems to be slowly coming to its senses regarding fossil fuels, thank goodness, and like them or not, they are clearly going to have an enormous role to play in powering economies for, at a guess, at least 100 years more, or until a superior form of energy is found. That is why they make up a core 10% of the Dolce Far Niente portfolio. Whether it's mines, farms, factories, trucks, cars, boats, trains, planes, or heating and cooling, we need fossil fuels, and they are going to make life a lot better for a lot of people. Global economies seem to be ticking over reasonably well and finding their feet again. In particular, Chinese manufacturing data seems to be quietly improving. China and India are certainly growing consumption. Attempts to electrify Western economies, well-meaning though they may be, seem to be coming apart meanwhile. In short, oil demand is on the up. This is confirmed by the latest oil market report from the International Energy Agency, which says global oil demand is forecast to rise by a higher than expected 1.7 million barrels per day in Q1 2024 on an improved outlook for the United States and increased bunkering. Bunkering is the refueling of cargo vessels. Meanwhile, world oil production is projected to fall by 870,000 barrels per day in Q1 2024 versus Q4 2023 due to heavy weather-related shut-ins and new curbs from the OPEC Plus bloc. The combination of falling production and increased demand is what has led to higher prices. Here's a chart of Brent crude over the last 2 years, and you can see that nice solid low around $72.50. and the recent run from December to today's price of $88 a barrel. The seasonal patterns favour a continuation of that run for at least another few weeks. January to May tends to be the best time of year to be long oil. Things tend to get dicey in the autumn, though beware of attaching too much importance to seasonals. They're more an addition rather than a core reason for an investment decision. Now, I have two very interesting charts, long-term charts, to show you next. First is the long-term ratio between gold and oil. When this chart is high, oil is expensive relative to gold. When low, as is the case now, to an extent, oil is cheap relative to gold. On a long-term basis of the two, you probably have to say, at the moment, oil is the better bet. It's not often you will hear me say that. To be clear, I advocate owning both. The next chart is also very interesting from a long-term, from a very long-term perspective. It shows energy as a percentage of the S&P 500, going all the way back to the 1990s. And this ratio has been creeping down for years, ever since $150 oil in 2008. But it's been creeping back up since COVID. And you might validly argue that because of the emergence of new tech, new tech companies and improved productivity, energy as a percentage of the S&P 500 will inevitably go lower. That's certainly the evidence of the last 16 years. But you could also make the case that energy is both essential and undervalued. In my view, it's a bit of both. So how to play all of this? Simple ways include the likes of Shell and BP, with the Guinness Global Energy, another more diversified possibility. If you're looking for something at the spicier end of the market, then I challenge you to find a better report than the one by Dr. John from last autumn, in which he identifies his picks of the North American oil and gas juniors. And I've put a link to that in the article. And so we come to my vehicle of choice and the one we hold in the Dolce Far Niente portfolio. And I'm really sorry to do this to you, but it is at this point that we have to say goodbye to non-paying subscribers. If you want to read or listen to the rest of the article, then please upgrade your subscription.